Good morning and welcome back to another episode of Motherhood on Mondays with me, your host, Jessica Olsom from Refined Purpose. Good morning and hello, December. We are officially in December, guys, and I am 100% decking my halls. My house was decorated like the day before Thanksgiving, and I am just ecstatic to celebrate Christmas this year. Not for any particular reason, but I'm just feeling in the festive mood. So, welcome back, guys. Today's podcast is going to be kind of an unconventional one. Today, we're going to talk about my icks. If you've never heard about this, there's sometimes you'll see these reels of where they talk about what their icks are as a person. So, like, things that personally, like, bother them or they don't like. We're going to talk about those today. And we're gonna talk about my personal icks. Some of them have to do with like different Christianity things, and some of them just have to do with like things about our generation as like millennials that are just kind of like icks to me. So if you're curious to hear what my personal icks are, hang around and we're gonna dive into it. Okay, so we're just gonna dive into this. We're just gonna like go there like full throttle. So today we're gonna talk about my icks and what they are. And these are just kind of like pet peeves that people have or things that are the things that kind of like annoy you. Some of them are more serious. Some of them are like really lighthearted and don't really matter. But we'll start off with a really lighthearted ick. And this ick is people who are overhead lighting people. I do not understand this. I do not like lights. I don't like lights to be on. I am team like either sit in the darkness or like have a lamp. And me and my husband are opposite. My husband immediately turns on like the lights and he's like turning on all the light switches. And I'm like, what are you doing? It's so bright in here. Turn off the lights. And so for me, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand why people like to have all of like their lights on. No, don't get me wrong. I turn on my lights in my house when I wake up in the morning. We don't have the best overhead lighting, but if I have the option and it's like me with myself, I will turn off the lights and just like sit in the darkness. And I don't know why that is. I'm sure there's like a reason behind that, but I just am like, this is so peaceful. Like, I like the lights to be off. And I think part of it just has to do with like not caring for artificial lighting, but our house doesn't have great natural lighting. But that's my first ick, is people that are overhead lighting people. Like, why do all the light switches have to be on? Like, there's this need in me to turn off all the lights and like turn on a lamp. Don't know why, but that's my first ick. So lighthearted, really doesn't matter. I don't know why it bothers me to the core being of who I am, but for some reason I just like see a light switch and I'm like, turn it off. It probably from all the years of my dad telling me to like turn off the lights because we were constantly leaving lights on as kids, and my dad was like, those are expensive, so maybe that's why. But my second ick is a little less lighthearted. This one has to do with kind of millennials or younger people. And this is how flaky and non-committal people are, and how quickly people flake from like hanging out or commitments or doing things. And I understand this one fully because I am 100% in this generation of millennials of where we just want to stay home. The second you make a plan, you're like, you hope it gets canceled. And I have no idea the deeper reason as to like why we have a phobia to like making commitments, or like the second we make a commitment, we feel like we need to find some way to like cancel it. And I know part of that is just like we are trying to slow down in our daily lives and not make a ton of commitments. But, and I don't mean to throw anyone under the bus here, but I started a book club and it has been such a blessing to me. But the hardest part is getting people to commit to actually doing all of the weeks. And obviously it's just my job to show up and obey God and, you know, be the gracious host and give these people a place of where they can come and meet other godly people. But as moms or like even millennials, you know, it's really frustrating and disappointing to me as moms how quick we are to just give up on a commitment or just reschedule it. And I understand that there's like very real reasons to say, hey, I need to stay at home with my kids right now. Like, I really can't make it. But it's like, if you're gonna commit to like an extracurricular activity, see it through and stop being so flaky. I don't understand. Like, for me, especially when I know someone is putting a lot of effort into putting something together for me to come and enjoy, it's like, I'm gonna see that through. And that is one of my icks, is just how flaky millennials are and how non-committal they are, because it is a crucial part of our faith as Christians that we need to be meeting together and we need to be encouraging each other. And our generation has gotten so comfortable with being hermit crabs in our own homes. And also, I feel like there is a level of social anxiety that is going on with millennials. And I understand this because I'm this way too, of where I do get some social anxiety. And I think we need to address those things as Christians, of saying like, nope, I committed to this. I need to see it through and I'm going to do it even if it's hard to get out the door. And so that's my second ick, is just flaky and how non-committal people are. It's really frustrating to me, and I think it's something that we all could work on and being better at. So hopefully, if this is really partial to you, hopefully you will work on it like I'm working on it. My third ick, kind of going back to something that is like more lighthearted and more not so like huge of a ick, is when people don't put glasses in the sink, or when people leave out a lot of cups of water and end up with like 10 cups of water around the house. And this one's more like applied to like me and like my spouse and in my home. But I don't understand what it is about like having kids and having people in the house, but it's like, I'll wake up in the morning and there's like 6 cups around the sink, and I'm like, how many cups do we need to use? Or like, if someone finishes a drink and they don't take it to the trash can and they just leave it there, for some reason that really annoys me. And it really shouldn't annoy me, but I'm like, put it away, put the dish in the sink, you know, don't line it around the sink, and just like put the dish away or put the cup away. And so that is my third little ick. I just don't know why, but I always find so many cups from either like my kids or my husband. And I am like really big on like, once you're done with it, either keep it and like use it again, but don't get like 6 cups out. Don't leave them everywhere. And don't leave them littered across surfaces, because to me, it just like, it's cluttered. I don't like it. It bothers my mind. And so that is my third ick. My fourth ick, and this one is kind of going back to the more serious, is the cultures that happen within Christianity, of where Christians don't realize the world is like sneaking in to the Christian theology. And this one is kind of an ick, because Christians need to be really self-aware when it comes to listening to information and discerning it. And a lot of Christians don't realize how much of the world has actually permeated the Christian faith, and how many small things get into Christianity and into your thinking as a Christian that actually isn't biblical. And this is more of like an ick towards Satan personally, because it's Satan working out these crafty things. But as Christians, we have to be so aware of where every single thought process is and where it's coming from. And you see a lot of just small veins within Christianity with like trends. And I always tell people, like, when it comes to trends in Christianity, that there is like an alarm bell for me, because if it's a trend, where is that trend coming from? And a lot of the times, the trends you see that are happening within Christianity aren't coming from like a better understanding of biblical knowledge. It's a trend. It means it's a change, and God's word stays the same. Yes, obviously we grow in better understanding. So like, for an example, like, there are a lot of Christian parents that ascribe to gentle parenting and gentle parenting as a technique. And I am all for being a gentle parenting biblically. And the whole thing when it comes to Christians and gentle parenting is a lot of the times they are justifying not disciplining their children because of what a psychologist says or what a therapist says. And it's always a worldly therapist. It's never a biblical therapist that's saying like, hey, let's look at the Bible and how we should be parenting our kids. It's always a Christian, it's always like an expert in children's psychology that's saying, hey, this is what child behavioral, you know, behavioral studies say. And I think you can take studies with a grain of salt, but you also need to take into account children's sin natures. So I think it is really hard as Christians to keep all of those things straight in our minds. And not just that as a trend, but you see things like deconstructionism and trad wives or homesteading or being a homemaker, all in the vein of Christianity of where we want to be a homemaker or we want to be a homesteader and we're going to apply biblical things to that. And I think you have to be very careful to not try and mesh in worldly ideas into the Bible. We're called to transform our lives to what the Bible is telling us to do, not the other way around. So it's one of my icks is just Christians need to be more discerning and more aware of the ideas that are going around that are trying to sneak into our brains. And when we see that idea come into our head, we need to make sure that we're falling under biblical authority and not mixing in worldly ideas and worldly theologies into that. I hope that makes sense. It's just, we have to be so careful when it comes to trends. And it is one of my icks of, you know, constantly seeing Christians saying, oh no, like this really great worldly idea, like let's take it and use it in Christianity. And there's something to be said of like some things can be redeemed, some things can be used in Christianity, some ideas have some merit, but we have to hold ourselves to really high standards as Christians before grabbing onto anything wholeheartedly and saying like, this is the way. You know, we need to make sure that up and foremost, it's the Bible. So I hope that makes sense. My last ick that I have, and this is something I am not the best at, and this is something that I am not great at myself. And it's like getting the motivation to like always be dressed up and always having everything put together. Okay, so my last two icks, we'll go over them real fast. I won't spend too much time on them. But my last ick is just how much Instagram has become a selling platform. And I used to have my own little shop open on there. I always close it during the summer to take the summer off. And I have products on there that I like to sell. And it's definitely, you know, one of those things that is a great platform for so many stay-at-home moms. And this is just like my individual ick, but it is frustrating seeing how everything is just about money. Like, it's just a frustration to me. Everything has to be about making money. Success has to be defined by big numbers. And the worthiness of our time is we should be making money. And that just is the perspective of Instagram. You know, the reels are all about engagement and getting people to follow you so that you can eventually someday make more money. And I'll admit, I got caught up in that kind of environment. I wanted to like build my business and I loved making these products that shared the gospel with people and the message that I had behind them. And there's nothing wrong with making money, but I'm just talking about kind of this overall overwhelm of like, I cannot go through my stories without multiple of them being selling stuff and pushing the MLMs that they are a part of. And many of these people are Christians. And frankly, I'm kind of over it at this point of either as Christians, we must really suck at stewarding our finances to the point of needing to all be a part of these MLMs. And there's a small fraction of these people that make it work and have it work with their followings. But there's just such an overwhelm on making money and a lack of connection. And it's frustrating to me seeing so many Christians care more about making money and like their businesses than sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on Instagram. It's such like a non-committal thing of Christians to neglect sharing the gospel with people, and they will share it and it'll be on their pages occasionally. Like, well, you know, that's just not the thing God has made me passionate for. I'm not an evangelist. And to that I say, we're all called to be evangelists. And yeah, some people don't post a lot on their Instagrams, and that's different, and they may share God in their personal lives. But to me, you have all these people that are platforming these MLMs and sharing these products, and to me there's just a lack of integrity, a lack of transparency, and a lack of honesty. Like, to me, be honest. Hey, this makes me money. I'm doing this to make money, and it's great. And it's always, well, I love these products and I'm using them anyways. You're gonna buy dish detergent anyways. And this is every MLM. I have a strong disdain for all MLMs. It's not the people that are a part of them. It's a strong disdain for MLMs. I just think they are not something Christians should be a part of or take part in. And the more and more I just see what MLMs do, it's just something I don't believe as Christians we should be aligning ourselves with. But that's my overall ick, is just the oversaturation of this idea on Instagram of making money. And everyone is making money. And if you're not making money, what are you doing wrong? You should be selling a course. You should be selling your knowledge. And it's just like, it takes away from meaningful connections and meaningful relationships. And so that is my ick, is just the oversaturation of this community on Instagram that's sell, sell, sell. Every day you go on there, there's a million little stories of people selling their hair care or their books or their XYZ, and it kind of is just taken away from what the community is. So that is my ick, just the overwhelming amount of selling, 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 selling on Instagram. So my last little ick that I will share with you guys is a really silly one, but I'm just gonna be honest, guys. Spiders. I hate spiders. I don't like them. I think they should fall off the face of the planet. I think that they can go away for all I care. I hate spiders. I do not like them. They are gross and disgusting. And I know when we get our Christmas tree, I am going to have to leave it outside. But spiders, I just don't understand. Like, I try and think, like, God, I know you had a plan in these spiders. And obviously it's for the glory of God, because spiders are such intricate creatures. But like, why spiders? And like, I don't even need to talk about this one for long, because either you like spiders or you don't. But spiders are like the ultimate icky thing in this world to me. Like, I'm sure there's more disgusting creatures, but they can both be tiny, and they can also be like the size of like a giant wolf, giant spider. Like, to me, it's like, I know some people look at spiders and find amazement in them, and I just find them to be terrifying. So that is my last ick, is spiders, because they're gross and they're disgusting and I do not like them. Okay, there are my icks. Some of them are more serious, some of them are kind of more silly. But those are just some of my little pet peeves that I just don't really care for. I don't know if you could identify with any of those. For me, the spider one is like legit like the bane of my existence. I really do not like spiders. And most of them are kind of just like household things, but some of them are more like, these are things that are happening in Christianity or in our day and age that are kind of just frustrating. You know, there's a lack of commitment. There is this love of money, and there's a lack of discernment in a lot of Christians' walks when it comes to saying, you know, am I applying the Bible as like my lens through how I view everything, instead of taking everything in and then trying to apply it with what they read in the Bible. So before we go, let me say a prayer for you guys and we'll wrap this up. So dear Jesus, thank you so much for today. Thank you that you're faithful, God. Thank you that even when we have our icks or our little pet peeves, you are God that is ultimately always consistent in our lives. We don't have to worry about you flaking. We don't need to worry about you lacking in discernment, Lord. You are just so perfect. You are holy and you are glorious. And thank you that we can always find satisfaction in you. I pray that we'll have a great week in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, guys, thanks so much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you will share this with someone that you know that can laugh about these aches too. And I will see you guys next week. Bye.